And you guys did it, and that was it was a great drive from a lot of different guys made plays on that drive.
Yeah, again, that's the resilience of this football team, to come down 95 yards, to go in to score. Oh, man, that was awesome. So we got some great things to build off of, Travis. I think we can build off of that. Now, obviously, I don't like the way it finished.
Of course.
But I think we can take some of the good points, the high points, and build off of those things, you know, and continue to get better as a football team.
Yeah, and I think you got to say what I liked. The thing is, there was mistakes on both sides, but there also was really good plays on both sides. And by, like you said, we said last week, this is a weird mix of a team that has a lot of guys that have played, but a lot of guys that are soft. You have a lot of sophomores, including our next guest, Eric Santiago, who's going to come up. A lot of guys that were redshirt freshmen, got a ton of experience, that are now key players for you, that are veterans but still young in the program.
Yeah, veterans but still young in the program, yeah. Is right. You hit the nail on the head, and they're still learning, they're still growing. And these guys, you know, again, they come to practice, they come to work, they want to get better, they want to learn. And so, yeah. You know, I got a sense from the team after that game, you know, they were not satisfied. They were disappointed, as they should be. You know, you invest all this time and effort, your body and your mind, into this sport, into obviously hoping that you can win, and you don't get the results that you want. So it is disappointing. And those guys, they feel it and they understand it, and they want to get over the hump.
Well, what are you looking for? Is there anything in particular you're looking for improvement on, or is it just sort of like – I mean, I think the word was just like a play that looks great. You need 11 guys to play great. And you could have 10 guys playing great, and one guy makes a mistake, and it can really affect the entire play.
Yeah. Well, the critical errors is the things that we touched on as a whole football team. You know, critical errors. We can't have critical errors, especially at key moments. You know, yeah, you may give up a pass across the middle or a pass for touchdown. You know, that's something mental. You just got to make sure as a player, whatever position it is, that you mentally dialed in, so we don't make critical mistakes to give the opponent a chance, you know, to win the game. So I always tell our guys, you know, Northwood will always have a chance to win if Northwood don't beat Northwood.
And I think we talked about a moment ago, like the anticipation, the excitement, and I felt like it kind of seemed like from the outside, a lot of those critical errors were guys trying to do too much. Bill Belichick always talks about do your job, don't do everybody else's job. And it looked like there were guys that were, like we said, trying to make seven plays in one play.
Well, yeah. You know, we used to say back in the day, you know, you do your 1-11, you know, everything else takes care of itself. So everyone do their job. Everything else works itself out.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Elastis on ESPN 100.9 FM. You had a couple guys. I mean, our next guest, Eric Santiago, had a very good game. He had 6 solo tackles, I believe the number was. But you had 2 guys that really stood out, Cash Goldsmith, Keenan Williamson. This is my stat on Keenan Williamson. He has 5 career interceptions, all of which are inside inside the Northwood 10-yard line for his career.
Oh, I didn't know.
3 in the end zone, 1 on the 3-yard line, 1 on the 10-yard line. So,
I didn't keep up with that.
Yeah, you didn't know that, Coach Haynes?
No,
that's weird.
I just wanted to get
the
ball back.
Well, it made me think about it because his first career game, his first career start was at Northern.
Yeah.
He got player of the week. He had 2 interceptions in the end zone that week.
Did.
So then that made me think about it. But long story short, Keenan and Cash both had good games for you to start the
game. Yeah, I mean, those are 2 pretty good football players, in my opinion. And, you know, those guys practice the way they play. And, or play the way they practice out. And so, again, we got a lot of guys like that on this football team. And so they come ready to work, and they put the work in, and you see the results on the field. And that's what I'm proud of for those guys for sure.
Now, we had Cash on last week, and he just had a career high in rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Are you expecting Eric Santiago to have a career game this week because he's our next guest?
Yes, expectations are very high. Eric, I tell you, I'm very proud of Eric. And he's really developed and has grown within this this football team. And he's starting to take on more of a leadership role. But he understands football, and, you know, it's good to have a guy back there in the secondary that knows what they're doing, and he's one of those guys that really earned the spot, and earned the spot he's in now. So I'm very, very excited for his growth and how he's going to keep developing, you know, over the next couple of years.
And this week you've got Tiffin. Tiffin is a program that has really gone leaps and bounds from the old days when we used to play them, and they're a really good team.
Yeah, Tiffin has turned it around, you know, quite a bit. You know, it was one of those teams, you know, back in the day, you know, you probably looked at it and said, well, wow, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. But now they've really developed the players. They've got some good players in there. And so they've done some good things, and they've turned the corner.
What are you looking for them from their offense and defense?
Well, both sides of the ball. First, offensively, you know, their quarterback is he's a stud. You know, no other way to say it. You know, he's probably a pro's prospect, good football player, and he's got, you know, a good surrounding cast around him. So, but he's really the one that makes them go offensively. You know, and they do a good job with what his skill set is. You know, he can run the ball and he can pass the ball. You know, so he's definitely what I would call a definition of a dual threat quarterback. So he does a both very well. And so, again, we got to be dialed in. We got to do our jobs like we just talked about. Everyone do their job and just make plays. Things, you know, and things take care of itself. Defensively, they're pretty stout up front. They got a strong defensive line, probably one of the best I've seen, you know, since I've been coaching it collectively. They move around really well. Their linebackers are very active. So they do some different things defensively that, you know, definitely that we're planning for, you know, to attack.
That game is Saturday at 1 o'clock in Tiffin, Ohio. First road trip in a long time. I mean, it's always great to play at home, but sometimes getting on the bus and getting away is also fun for these guys, too.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good for these guys to be around each other, you know, keep growing and building relationships with one another. I think that's one of the positives that you take out of it. You know, guys get to know each other a little bit more, you know, and we mix guys in terms of roommates, just so you can get to know someone else from somewhere else. And so I think that is good, going on the road, getting away a little bit to kind of dial in.
Well, we always end these interviews with hard-hitting questions. NFL season opens tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Who you got?
Tampa Bay.
I don't know how you pick against Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
They're good everywhere. That's the thing. They're good everywhere.
I've always liked Tampa Bay.
Even back in the day? Creamsicle? Creamsicle days?
Not that far back.
Okay.
Tony Dungy.
That's fair.
But I do have them for tonight.
Okay, yeah, they're good. They got to be the – it sure seems like it's Tampa, Kansas City as the favorites again, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Those two are pretty good, pretty good.
It's tough.
But there's a few teams that could do it. And as much as I'd love to say the Detroit Lions are one of them, I also know that that's
– You don't think that's –
My
possible?
Honolulu blue glasses are even a little – they're not that blue, so –
Got to have some faith, Tim, Travis. Maybe the Lions pull it off this year.
Playoff
team.
First of all, it's weird to say. Wow. There you go. Leonard Haynes. Quote him. Freezing cold takes. Watch out for on Twitter. That might be Coach Leonard Haynes.
That's right. Lions a playoff team this year.
I like it. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend against Tiffin.
All right. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Eric Santiago. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
I'm Jackie Kemmler, and MidMichigan is my go-to place because they guided me safely through cancer during the pandemic. I've always been diligent about mammograms. I'm glad I chose a 3D mammogram because it helped detect my cancer early. My breast nurse navigator, Melissa, was with me every step of the way. I was relieved that I could stay local and have my familiar surgeon, Dr. Smith. My surgery was right in the middle of the pandemic, but they made me feel safe and treated me like family. Learn more at midmichigan.org/breasthealth.
This is Jason from Premier Tile and Stone. You may know us for having MidMichigan's largest selection of porcelain, mosaic, and natural stone tiles. We also offer free estimates and design consultation to all of our customers. But did you know that we also serve contractors and do-it-yourselfers with a full line of Schluter and Laticrete products, including grouts, transition metals, shower systems, and setting materials? We stock most of these products at our warehouse in Midland and offer very aggressive pricing. Premier Tile and Stone, Airport Road, 2 miles west of Eastman, just off US 10. PremierTileStone.com.
Grand Traverse Pie Company in Midland is passionate about making your taste buds happy. Warm up with a bowl of Grand Traverse Pie Company's homemade soups, tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, or traditional chicken noodle. Cool off with the fresh Grand Traverse Pie Company salad, chicken fiesta, black beans, corn, and tortilla strips, or a cherry chicken, cucumber, feta, parmesan, and dried cherries. Dine in, take out, or delivery. Homegrown in Michigan, homemade in Midland. Grand Traverse Pie Company, North Saginaw in Midland.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
A building is more than steel, bricks, and glass. It's a stadium where a child attends his first ball game, a church where families celebrate life's biggest moments, a factory that drives the Great Lakes Bay Region economy. Three Rivers Corporation knows our buildings become the setting for great stories. That's why we put more than construction into each one, from planning and design through move-in day and beyond. Our architects and skilled tradesmen take pride in creating a building with character. Learn how you get more than construction with Three Rivers at trccompany.com.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Next guest, safety, sophomore from Plainville, Illinois, a Bears fan as expected, Eric Santiago. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm going to say probably from everyone that goes to any Northwood events, I just knew you as the super fan at games.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a role I'm sure you relish.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Got to love it. Everybody.
Yeah, and if you're at the basketball games, and if you've been to Northwood basketball games a couple years ago, you're wondering, who's Eric? He's the guy that's loud and talking the most junk to the other team in the front row. True?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. It's fun, though. You
know, it is fun.
Get a group of people and then just chirp them a little bit.
It's that Davenport game a couple years ago was the one that that was awesome.
The atmosphere was amazing.
Yeah. So I got to be honest, I just thought you were going to be the guy that was going to be the super fan. I had no idea about your football ability, and then all of a sudden now you've blossomed into a really good football player. Talk about your evolution from when you got here to now as a football player.
Well, I'll just say like my biggest thing was I was never the tallest, never the fastest, the strongest, but I was always hard to stick to the film room and watch film so you know what you're doing, have good eyes and be able to read. And I've had good people mentor me coming up, like Dimitri. He's harped on me a lot to stick with the playbook, stick my nose in there, know my role, and just do my job. And that's what I stuck with, and here I am.
Dimitri obviously was a key player for us for a long time, All-American in his last season. How do you see the defense this year? It feels like there's a little bit of a different feel, different look. Coach McMackin's doing a little bit something different from Coach Luke. Do you like what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I like it a lot. And one thing that's huge, we got to realize everybody's playing. There's only about four guys who's really played real snaps. And everybody's got their first start, got their first real playing time. And, you know, just being in practice, there's a different feel on this defense. Everybody's running the ball. There's more energy, communication, heartbeat. It's definitely a different feel that's out there.
And I felt like watching you, we were messing around with you a little bit before the game when Brittany, our softball associate coach, asked you if you had an interception, and you admitted you dropped one.
Yeah, dropped one.
But you had the big hit, too. Let's talk about the big hit. You had six solo tackles in the game. How do you feel like you performed in that game?
I felt like I performed good, but, I mean, there's plays where I should have made, and, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't win. So, I mean, there's always stuff that we could have done better, that we should have done better. Make the little mistakes, but those mistakes can cost you nothing.
Is there anything about the collegiate game that has surprised you? I mean, everybody's going to say the speed, but is there anything else that surprised you about playing college versus when you were in high school?
Definitely how big the O-linemen are. those guys are huge. But, I mean, really just the speed and, you know, any given day, any team could be anybody. Everybody's good. Everybody's playing college football for a reason.
How did you end up at Northwood? I was like, especially for the out-of-kid states, the kids from out-of-state, how did you end up at Northwood?
Well, I wasn't really recruited at all during high school, like, heavily. And I just ended up emailing Coach Luke towards the late December and ended up coming on one of the last visits that they had. And right when I got here, I just knew, like, it was a home feeling because Chad Samuels was touring me around and he introduced me to, like, Joe Garbarino, Al, and all of them. And you definitely just feel the home atmosphere, and it just felt like home. So
and then Chad basically played the same position you do, so that was a good mentor for you there too.
Yep.
So looking forward to Tiffin. Obviously, they're a good team, and it's going to be a challenge for you guys. What do you see as defensive back that their offense brings to the table?
You know, they got a bunch of good athletes. They got some good speed over there. So I'd say we just got to do our job at the end of the day, play with good eyes and do our job. I think we'll be fine.
And obviously with COVID and everything, have you your future – do you want to take all 4 years, or is that something that just kind of lay out in the future? We'll find out.
Yeah. I definitely want to play all 4 years. Yeah, I mean, you only get to play football once in your life.
Right.
You know, might as well take advantage of it.
And the last question I always ask the athletes is, what's your major? What do you want to do when you're done playing football?
My major is business management. But honestly, when it comes after football, I don't exactly know.
I've asked Cash that last week, too, and you guys are both really young, so it's hard to say because you still got 3 more years of playing football, so it's hard to go, what do you want to do in 5 years? But, the good thing about that business degree is it kind of opens you up to a lot of different things.
Yeah, a lot of options.
Well, Eric, that was great to come on. I'm really looking forward to seeing you back in the gym as a fan also. I love watching you play football, but I love watching you be a super fan,
too. That's a fun part.
Yes,
it's fun.
Exactly. So thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend at Tiffin.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with cross-country head coach Jeremy Wilk. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
GoTo Transport is now hiring experienced CDLA truck drivers. Company drivers enjoy excellent pay, health and dental, 401k with company match, and paid time off and holiday. Owner-operators earn up to 74% of the line haul, 100% IFTA, and fuel surcharges paid, plus discounts on parts and labor. Endorsements like hazmat encouraged, but not required. Join the fleet that consistently wins awards for safety and compliance year after year. Your road to a better career starts at GoToTransport.com/apply.
Niles Industrial Coatings has opportunities right now for industrial painters. These are skilled trade career opportunities with union representation. New recruits receive on-the-job training, competitive pay and benefits, the opportunity to earn a pension, and opportunities for overtime. These positions offer a very real opportunity for long-term growth and are not simply a temporary seasonal job. For more information about careers at Niles Industrial Coatings, email recruitment at nilesindustrial.com.
Have you heard? Delta College has a new downtown Midland Center located around the corner at 419 East Ellsworth Street. Get your degree or take a class or two at Delta's state-of-the-art learning center. Opening this fall, Delta's offering dozens of in-person and online blended classes at its new downtown location. Get started today by exploring all the available courses and programs at delta.edu/downtownmidland.
Valley Lanes, something for everyone. How about bowling in your own private VIP room? Maybe spend some time playing laser tag? Need more? How about 2 escape rooms or playing a virtual reality game which will blow your mind? Or if you're looking for a little milder experience, Valley Lanes offers Lost Pirate Adventure Putt-Putt Golf. Valley Lanes is home to Gimmicks, a family-friendly menu, and a large selection of beers. Valley Lanes, Bay City Road, Midland. Go to valleylanesmidland.com.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Welcome back. Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland on ESPN 100.9 FM. Well, it's going to be Northwood Cross Country Weekly for a little bit here with our, well, I guess we should start with the new track and field coach. You've been the head men's and women's cross country coach for a while, but now you have the whole shebang, the track and field program. Jeremy Wilk, Coach Wilk, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, T-Mac.
Got to be exciting to actually get the head job for the whole program this summer, too. That must have been a real honor for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm very fortunate to be given the opportunity, and you know, definitely worked hard for it, but it's not something that I took for granted.
And looking forward to the season and stuff, I mean, obviously it kind of happened a little bit late with Coach Roberts leaving to go to Army. Great opportunity for him, and we wish him all the best. But it's one of those things you always, you're already preparing for cross country season, then you're like, oh, now I'm in charge of everything. How did that go for you?
Well, it's definitely been stressful. I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, trying to hire and bring in two new coaches has been, exciting challenge. It's been fun for us as a staff to interview and get to know different individuals and that, and, you know, prepping for our home meet this week. And obviously, like you mentioned, all the existing responsibilities I already had with cross country and prepping for the season with that, and our team cross country camp, and us getting the brand new outdoor track, and learning the ropes of, you know, being the head of a program here. It was a lot of things to be juggling, but I've enjoyed it. I've loved it so far.
That's great. Well, I was just thinking, like, because you mentioned that, like, I was like, you haven't had a cross country season in 2 years. You just get the head job. We're finally installing the new track we've been waiting for all this time. Yeah, there's a lot of things that it's just a whole very odd scenario that nobody's going to teach you how to go through something like this. You kind of got to just wing it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about your teams first. How are you feeling about your men's team is regionally ranked in the preseason for the first time in a long time ever?
Yeah, I mean, we finished top 10 in the region last year. We haven't been ranked at any point during either of those seasons.
Right. So how you feel? Let's talk about your men's program first. You got to feel good about where they're at. And how do they look so far? You obviously been training in school for a while now.
Yeah, it's been fun getting them all back. Obviously, most of those people were back training alone. Some were in Midland. Some they met up to run a lot over the summer, and that definitely makes a really big difference. Like when I was at Grand Valley in college, a lot of the top athletes trained together over the summer, and that's something I've been pushing them to try and do. And I think we're starting to see some of the dividends coming through with all the work that they put in. And, you know, to be honest, I feel a lot better now than I did a few weeks ago going into the season. I know when people get back together and train on campus and we go to our team camp and everything, it brings a new level of energy that they didn't have beforehand. So when if I felt like they were a little lackluster or not where they needed to be over the summer, those concerns were squashed pretty much when we got back to camp and moved up, and they showed that they were putting in the work, and we're definitely able to show where their fitness is at right now.
Looking at your team, who do you think your top guys are going to be? Who are the people the runners that people should be looking out for this season for you?
Well, Zane has put in an incredible summer, and, you know, even going back to last year.
He had a great outdoor year too, for sure.
I mean, breaking a couple school records and, you know, going 14:08 in the 5K, and he's just continued to get better. It's amazing. He's gotten a lot better at the process of getting better. He keeps finding new ways to improve, and that's something that he's just going to continue to keep improving. We're going to keep finding ways to help him do that. So I think he's going to be a really solid one up front. And to be honest, in terms of like 2 through 7, I don't know exactly where everyone's going to be. I think some of those guys that are going to be in the mix, Brandon Boyd is really worked his butt off, Carson Laney, Dylan Haviland. You've had a couple freshmen who've really come in and shown a lot more than what they did in high school. We're really excited about that group. This is by far the most depth we've ever had, and the freshmen put in by far the best summer we've ever had out of a freshman class coming in.
Well, that's great. We're talking with Jeremy Wilk, head cross-country coach at North University on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Women's program has been a process for you, but I know you feel like you guys are definitely moving in the right direction.
Oh, definitely. it's kind of wild. I was talking with Colin a little bit earlier, and it just made me stop and reflect. And when he said that we have 6 of our 9 women have never run a collegiate cross country race, because a number of them, you know, didn't get to have it last year because of COVID when they were freshmen, and now they're sophomores. And some of them have taken some really, really good strides forward. I mean, Cameron Hagg, she went from being like a 1940s 5K girl in high school to running 1920s back-to-back for a 10K at the conference meet and scoring individually. So she's someone to watch out for. And, you know, that whole group, again, the depth is better than it's ever been. Like you said, it's been a process on both sides. You know, when I first got here, we had so few, and we've really built those numbers up. And the quality of the student-athletes we've been able to bring in has been up, and it's been a testament to the people who've been a part of our program and everyone who's helped support us along the way.
Well, looking forward to this weekend. You got a big event this weekend, obviously. You've got 6 races coming up on Saturday on the campus of Northwood University, starting at 9:30 a.m., the girls' varsity race, and all the way through 2 o'clock when the men's collegiate race goes on. So I know how much work you put on to get this ready. You must be excited to actually just have it be here and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like you said, there's been a lot of things I've been juggling, so that's been it's been a challenge. But at the same time, a lot of the work that we put in, Colin has totally worked his butt off to help us get that course ready, and the grounds crew has been excellent. They literally just mowed it this morning. It looks absolutely beautiful. So, yeah, I'm ecstatic. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday.
And I will say, you guys do a good job with your course too, because there is actually some spectator opportunities. Because I've always remembered in the past when we would, a long time ago, we'd host those races, they'd go into the woods, and then you see them finish. And that's the only time you see spectators. But, like, you've got a good spot down by the intramural fields on North Campus Northwood, a little bit further down the dirt road off Main. But it is a beautiful course to run. I know all the runners generally really love running that course.
Yeah, it's been – I mean, fortunately, we had a nice plot of land that we could work with. And, you know, once they stopped using those intramural fields, it was pretty much – and then they took the fencing out. Pretty much Colin and I could do what we wanted with
right.
You know, with the help of the grounds crew. And – that's just allowed us to kind of explore different opportunities. And like you mentioned, I think one of the positives is having all those spectator opportunities. And the other thing that's really unique is, you know, most courses don't have it where you're racing in a trail system.
Yeah.
And let alone one that's as well manicured as us because of the number of hours we put into it. But it's kind of a unique, cool opportunity. And, you know, especially if it's hot, it doesn't affect you as much because it's totally shaded in there and it protects you from wind. It's just we do a lot of our training in there. Regardless of what, you know, if we were racing on it or not. Even last year, we made very good use of it during COVID.
Yeah. Well, like we said, it's high school, varsity, JV, and collegiate races starting at 9:30 a.m. all the way through 2 o'clock. If you like cross country, it's a great day to come to Northwoods. You can see some really high-level competition, too. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend and good luck this season.
Thanks so much for having me, T-Mac.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Last year's devastating mid-Michigan flood damaged homes and properties, destroyed roads and bridges, and left over 500 tons of waste throughout our beautiful Great Lakes Bay region. Determined to take action in our communities, Team Dow joined together with family, friends, and community partners to clean up. Over 1 million pounds of waste was collected as a part of Dow's volunteer initiative, aiming to remove waste from our environment. Learn more about Dow's plastic sustainability efforts at don't-waste.dow.com.
Our lives are a collection of experiences, moments of happiness or times of great loss. First homes, new babies, property loss, even heartache. Knowing that your insurance provider is always close by offers comfort. At Farm Bureau Insurance, the experience you get with our local trusted advisors is different. From financial security to a helping hand, Farm Bureau understands the experience matters. Find an agent who can protect what matters to you.
Do you want to live more independently? Do you wonder if your business is accessible? Do you have questions about disability services or benefits? Disability Network of Mid-Michigan has the answers. They are the resource to help you access your community to live, work, and play. Contact them today, 800-782-4160. Disability Network of Mid-Michigan is the proud sponsor of accessible services at Dow Diamond. Disability Network of Mid-Michigan and the Great Lakes Loons, working together to create accessible and inclusive communities where everyone can dive in.
Home is where the heart is. Since 1903, we've called the heart of Michigan our home. When you bank with us, your money stays right here, invested back into the communities where we work, play, and live, promoting economic growth and community service. At Isabella Bank, we care about our community because this is our home too. Isabella Bank. Bank local, bank anywhere. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We asked Andrew Anderson why Northtown gives him confidence in his family's safety.
Because it's a family vehicle, I want to make sure that it's repaired to the pre-accident condition. With all the technology on board and airbags, it's important to make sure that everything is repaired to the pre-accident condition. The experts at Northtown Collision make sure that happens. I trust Charlie, Quinn, and the team to make decisions through the process.
Trust Northtown Collision because your family's safety is their number one priority. Northtown Collision, just 7 minutes north of the Midland Mall.
Welcome back to wrap up Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Saturday's game is at 1 o'clock at Tiffin. All the links to follow, watch, listen, everything you want is on GoNorthwood.com to follow the game this weekend. I got to give a quick shout out to friend of the program, Chelsea Hunter and women's soccer team. Improved to 3-0 today. First 3-0 start in a long time. They defeated Tiffin 4-1. They are at Ursuline on Saturday, and then lots of other action like this weekend. Men's golf's in action, volleyball, men's soccer, all keep taking part. Women's golf gets their season underway Monday and Tuesday. But that's all coming up this weekend. Your main events are football Saturday at 1 o'clock at Tiffin and cross country at home. Their home meet, the Northwood Invitational, starting at 9:30 with the high school races and 1:30 for the collegiate races. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, Leonard Haynes, Eric Santiago, Jeremy Wilk, Brad Tunney, and the playoff-chasing Loons back in the studio. Thanks for everything, and good luck to the Loons tonight and the rest of the year. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland. Get an inside-the-pack perspective with Northwood head coach Leonard Haynes every Thursday night at 6 during the football season. Northwood Athletics on ESPN 100.9 FM are presented by Garber Chevrolet of Midland. Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. This is Great Lakes Loons Baseball on your local sports leader, ESPN 100.